The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
For that, the threatened species list published by the International Union for Conservation of Nature showed the Western European hedgehog is near threatened, which will come as a surprise because it's one of those animals that you would have thought was hale and hearty. Joining me to explain how we've gotten here is Dr. Sophie Rasmussen, who is known as Dr. Hedgehog at the University of Oxford. Sophie, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Oh, well, not too fine because it's, of course, a sad day for the hedgehogs.
Why are they in decline?
Well, there are multiple factors causing this decline, and they're all caused by mankind. That's the sad story. But again, it's also a good story because it actually means that we can do something about it. We can reverse this decline if we get ourselves together.
How?
So the thing is that the hedgehogs are really threatened by a number of factors. Cars are, of course, one of the main reasons for their decline. It's estimated that 1 out of 3 hedgehogs are being killed on the roads every year. But also the loss of natural habitats, because we're building houses and industry and roads everywhere. And then the intensified agricultural practices are also making it hard for the hedgehogs to survive, because all the hedgerows between the fields are disappearing. We're using a lot of pesticides in the agricultural practices, but also in our own private gardens. And then there's the genetic isolation because, I mean, our landscape is completely fragmented by roads, right? And it's very hard for the hedgehogs to cross the roads and search for love. And then the different small populations become genetically isolated. They become inbred because they are struggling to find, you know, new mates.
And how do we reverse all of that? Because those factors are pretty embedded.
Yes, yes, definitely. But one thing, so the loss of natural habitats for the hedgehogs caused them to move into our gardens. So I think one of the most important things we can do, you know, you and I as private persons, would be to make sure our gardens are hedgehog friendly, because hedgehogs are also dying in our gardens due to misadventure, you know, accidents in the gardens. For example, the world's oldest hedgehog, Torvald, who I found in my research, he reached the age of 16 years. That was amazing. But he died because he was attacked by a dog. And that was just such a shame to have lived for 16 years and then dying because of that. On average, they only get to reach around 2 years of age because we're making it so hard for the hedgehogs to survive.
So keep the dog out of the garden. What else do you do to keep your garden hedgehog friendly?
I'll keep it on a leash at night. Yeah. And it's important, if you make a hedgehog-friendly garden, to make sure that the hedgehogs can access your garden. Otherwise, it wouldn't make much sense. So make sure if you have like a tall, massive fence around your garden that you make like a hedgehog highway, letting the hedgehogs enter in search for food and mates. You can also make sure that the hedgehogs have good nest sites in your garden. So if you have a garden with just, you know, short grass and nothing else, there would be no place for the hedgehogs to stay. So this is also important. You can build a hedgehog house. You can make a pile of leaves and, you know, twitches and whatnot, you know. And you can also make sure that the hedgehogs have plenty to eat, because they're eating insects and slugs and worms, and we've all heard how the insects are disappearing nowadays, right? So making sure that your garden is full of biodiversity, it actually ensures that the hedgehogs can find something to eat as well.
Before I let you go, Sophie, can you tell me something? I have a recollection of having read some time ago, and I'm never sure if I've made this memory up, that hedgehogs around the M25 in London had locally evolved to not roll up into a ball, but to run, because the runners survive traffic better than the ball rollers. Did I make that up or is that real?
I don't think it's real. Actually, their first strategy is to stand completely still when faced with danger, because the different species preying on the hedgehogs, they see movement in the dark. So they stop and stand completely still, and then they decide whether to curl up or run away. And then it's often too late if they want to avoid cars.
Well, I hope people take your tips on how to make the garden hedgehog friendly. Dr. Sophie Rasmussen, thank you very much. That is Dr. Sophie Rasmussen from the University of Oxford, one of the world's leading hedgehog experts. If you missed
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance,
weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.